Hi, and welcome to this demo of a nifty little adapter that I've found recently, which plugs into any 3.5mm headphone jack and transmits the output of what you plugged it into as a Bluetooth transmitter. So in effect, you can turn any non-Bluetooth device, as long as you can plug in a 3.5mm jack into it, into a Bluetooth enabled device. So this little adapter, if you've come across those little headphone adapters that change it from a small one to a big one, or a big one to a small one, well, this feels a little bit like that, except rather than having a round barrel at the end of it where you normally plug in the headphone or the speaker that you're about to plug into the device, this has got more of a rectangular, squarish type of body to it. And it's got one button on one side that you turn on and off, of course, to turn the Bluetooth transmitter on and off. And then away you go. In front of me here, I currently have three non-Bluetooth enabled devices. I've got my Victorilla Stream second generation. I've got my Sengian accessible radio, and I've got my Envoy Connect. And these, as I said, are all non-Bluetooth enabled devices. So by just plugging in this little Bluetooth transmitter, which is called the Airfix, AIRFIX Bluetooth transmitter, then, as I said, I can turn this into a Bluetooth enabled devices for each one of them. What I've got my Airfix set up to is I went into the Google Home app on my iPhone and I paired the Airfix to my Google Home, and the same thing would apply to the Amazon Echo via the Amazon Alexa app, so that when you enable Bluetooth on either device, i.e. Google Home or the Amazon Echo, then you can, quote, transmit to it when you turn the Airfix Bluetooth transmitter on. So at the moment, what I'm going to do, I'm going to enable Bluetooth on my Google Home before I actually turn on the Airfix. So here we go. Okay, Google, enable Bluetooth.
Got it. Looking for paired devices. Sorry, I can't connect to Bluetooth.
Okay, now it's not going to find it because I actually haven't got it turned on.
Settings page for your device.
All right, so I still have to turn it on. So with the Airfix, when you turn it on and off, you've got to hold the little round button on the side of it in for a count of 2 seconds. So once I do that, after about 3 seconds of me releasing the button, you hear a bleep sound from Google Home saying it's connected. With the Amazon Echo, it'll tell you that the name of the device is connected and it's got some weird name like ZX something something. So here we go. I'm going to hold the button in on the Airfix adapter itself. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, and now I'm releasing. And then if I count, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, there we go, it's connected. All right, so I'm going to grab my Envoy Connect. Now I'm going to turn it on normally first. So I'm going to hold down the on button, bottom middle.
Envoy Connect. Quick start guide, okay, and additional features.
And I'm going to plug the Airfix into the bottom of the Envoy Connect into the headphone jack. And I heard a whoop out of the actual Google Home. I'm going to press play.
About this recording. This guide has been produced at the studios of Vision Australia.
Turn up a little bit.
It contains two main.
And there we go. That's now going the through the Google Home the quick start from my guide. Envoy Connect. No wires, the user guide, just the Bluetooth Airfix adapter features plugged into the headphone jack of the Envoy Connect.
Player description. On the front face of the Envoy Connect player is the speaker.
Okay. Press below that. Stop and play. Now, because I've already got this turned on, it means I don't need to turn it back on again when I plug it into another device because I've already turned it on. So I'm going to take it out of my Envoy Connect. I'll turn the Envoy Connect off. Okay, so let me just turn on the Victorilla Stream, top left-hand side. Okay, turning it on.
Welcome to Victor Reader. The title of this book is The Time of the Dark. It was written by Barbara Hambly and narrated by Christine Jeffrey.
connected to Wi-Fi.
Oh, thank you, Victor Reader Stream. So I'm going to take my AirFix Bluetooth adapter, plug it in to the headphone jack, which on the Victor Reader Stream is the top right-hand side, and I'm going to press play.
1988 and 1989.
That's a bit soft, so let me just choose the volume on the Victor Reader Stream.
Speed. 4. Volume.
23287-4.
There we go.
This recording has been made in the audio production unit of the Royal Blind Society, Enfield, New South recording. Wales, in 1991. It consists of a dedication and 15 chapters. From the book jacket.
Okay, there we go. So that's the Victor Reader Stream. Now, of course, I can also turn up the volume on the Google Home, but for this demo, I'm not going to bother doing that. Let me turn off the Victor Reader Stream. Right, take out the AirFix adapter. And I'm going to turn on the Syngene Accessible Radio. Pressing the on button, which power is the on. Top SNB. One, the right-hand side by
100% battery level. FM 107.7.
The word's wrong. Who cares when you pay? Don't
oh dear. Anyway, it's a commercial radio station. Okay, so I'm going to plug in the AirFix. That's their connect earphones. And that's it. There we go. And if I want to check the time, of course, on the Syngene Accessible Radio,
it is
13:40. Says it's 13:40. And I'm going to turn it off. Yeah, thank you. And by the way, the headphone jack on the Syngene Accessible Radio was the second port from the bottom. Let me just pull out the AirFix Bluetooth transmitter. And there we go.
Disconnect the earphone.
Thank you. Disconnected the earphone. Battery-wise, this has got a internal rechargeable battery because at the end of the AirFix, where you've got a plastic end which contains the transmitter, there's a micro USB port. Now, of course, that's where you plug it into a micro USB cable, which would then plug into a wall socket, etc., to then charge the Bluetooth transmitter itself. I've had it running all day without any issues. And I think from memory, they said something like you could use it for 4 hours a day over a several day period and it would still transmit. So don't hold me to that, but it actually definitely lasts quite a long time. I normally plug in mine every couple of days or so just to give it a bit of a recharge. I didn't say in the beginning of the demo, but the main case of the actual AirFix is actually aluminium. So if you look it up on the link that I've got in the show notes for this podcast, it's actually called the AirFix Aluminium Bluetooth Transmitter, okay, because most of it is aluminium. So that's just a bit of a tip for you if you want to turn any device into a Bluetooth enabled device. In this demo, I did the Envoy Connect from Vision Australia and the Syngene Accessible Radio and the Victor Reader Stream, also available from the Vision Australia Vision Store. Now, before I finish, I should probably turn this transmitter off. And of course, you can turn it off to make sure it's off when anything's playing through it, so that way you know. If I turn it off now, because it's still connected to the Google Home, I'm going to hold that button in on the side for 2 seconds again. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, and it's already turned it off. You heard the bloop sound from the Google Home, so I know that I'm not putting it down on my desk here and wasting power when it's actually not doing anything. So there we go. That will complete this demo of the AirFix Bluetooth transmitter. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.